special guest for today's podcast is Elizabeth Visnick. She is the executive director at SVP Pittsburgh, and they are a very unique organization. We're so excited to have them here today to tell us a little bit about what they do and how their mission helps nonprofit organizations and the sector as a whole. So welcome. Welcome, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Amy. It's great to be here. Well, Social Venture Partners Pittsburgh, that's what the SVP stands for, is one of 38 social venture partners around the world. We're primarily in the U.S. and Canada, but in Japan, India, South America, and actually in Europe right now. It's kind of a model that is popping up all over the place. It's not a franchise. Every SVP operates independently in its community, but we do share a common vision and mission, and that mission is to support lifelong, informed, and inspired, engaged philanthropists who build capacity of their community nonprofits. And the idea there is if you build up the capacity of your community nonprofits, then we can work together to catalyze positive social change within each of our communities. In Pittsburgh, we focus on those nonprofits that work with at-risk youth, and we focus on what we would call innovative nonprofits. And we do this through our two-prong model, which is like all the other SVPs. We involve partners, social venture partners, the partners who are individuals in our community that want to be engaged in their philanthropy. They want to do more than just write a check. And at the same time, everything we do is designed to support the nonprofits. And it actually is two sides of the same coin.
Tell us a little bit more about who your partners are and, you know, how do you find them? And
well, what's really neat about the partners in Pittsburgh is they are so varied, both in terms of, you know, age, economic status, professional background. We have foundation heads that are partners. We have stay-at-home moms that want to be more involved in their giving. We have professors from the local universities. We have financial services people. We've got some partners that are just right out of college. But what's common with all of them is they want to do more than just write a check. They actually want to take their life experiences, their skills, and apply those towards strengthening our community nonprofits. And so they come together and they throw money in a pot, and they are probably people that would be giving anyway, but almost like a family foundation that really gets along because everybody is not related. We go through together a process of identifying what area we want to focus on in our grant making, and partners make up selection committees once they've defined that focus area, actually go through, you know, complete process of open application, selecting finalists for the grant making, and then with those nonprofits, we always have components of the ones we select to work with them to build their capacity. So we have two big grant making cycles that partners are involved in, and that is our fall pitch and our fast pitch grant making cycles. And through the process of being involved in each of these, they are not only being engaged in their giving, but they're learning how to be better philanthropists. And, you know, we kind of laugh and say you don't have to be dead or have a trust fund to really have impact in the community in your giving. And we're more than a giving circle in that SVP itself is kind of a philanthropy 101 incubator. Since we are a nonprofit ourselves, then how our board operates and everything we do gives partners a chance to roll up their sleeves internally and hone those skills while at the same time as we work on, for example, strategic planning, strategy mapping within our SVP, those skills then can be applied as we work with what we call our investees, and those are the nonprofits that we take into our ranks through the grant-making cycle and commit ourselves to work with over 18 months.
Could you explain the difference between giving and philanthropy?
Let me add engage giving and philanthropy. And I say that because giving and philanthropy, I think we are right on the cusp everywhere, not just in Pittsburgh, for many reasons. We're moving into what I would call a next philanthropy, and that is more than cash. It's cash plus. I think whether it's the K through 12 focus that this current generation has had in school, that there's a social consciousness to everything that we do, that if you look at the millennials, you look at just groups, giving groups, people want to do more than just write a check. And that's why I think we see such an emergence in giving circles, and we want to know where it's going, as well as I think all of us have life skills that we really want to plug in. So I would call engaged giving as getting to know the individuals who are implementing the programs that you're supporting and taking your life skills and experience and fortifying their ability to do what they do better by providing what you do and sharing that skill. So I think philanthropy, when we think of philanthropy, we think of the institutional, traditional forms of grant writing and receiving a grant and implementation and reporting and monitoring, you know, for indicators. And that's still very, very important. In fact, our focus within our SVP is to work closely with the foundation community, and we have a very traditional one here in Pittsburgh, and to try to cross sectors and work with the impact investing community, recognizing that we each have our sweet spot to provide to the nonprofits in terms of catalyzing that social change. So rather than thinking that our model alone is going to be bringing upon that social change, we recognize the foundations do have the financial resources. And, for example, this year we've worked closely with one area called Northside here in Pittsburgh with a neighborhood initiative called One Northside, who is identifying what their development needs are beyond the nonprofit community. One of the foundations, the Buell Foundation, has come in alongside One Northside and committed to funding them for the next 20 years and working closely together. We realize that we bring a capacity building that is very special and unique in Pittsburgh. And so we've gone alongside with the Buell Foundation and One Northside and said, where can we leverage what you're doing to bring this to the next level? And that kind of collaboration is what I think next philanthropy is. I'd love to see, you know, the mayor is talking about bringing more transportation into this neighborhood. We see more with corporations coming in the sidelines and saying we are willing to do impact investing. And those are the kind of things, that's what our next philanthropy model is. It's that engaged giving combined with the traditional cash philanthropy, impact investing, and it all needs to come together, really, to catalyze that positive social change.
Talking about bringing skill sets and resources that, you know, from your partners to help with your investees, it sounds as though that might be one of the benefits included in the fast pitch and fall pitch events that you hold. Would you please tell us a little bit about how the fast pitch, the fall pitch events happen, and take us through the process a little bit?
Sure. Well, the fast pitch and the fall pitch are two grant-making cycles. And in each one, we put out an open application to nonprofits in Allegheny County. With the fall pitch, we just completed that cycle. We focus at issues addressing at-risk youth. For example, one year we focused on children of incarcerated parents. Another year it was children experiencing homelessness. Another year, childhood obesity. And we focus on nonprofits working in that area, put out the application, and in that course of probably 2.5 months, partners develop what we call Get Smart events, and we get together with key community resources, with nonprofits, and we do a lot of experiential learning. Case of, for example, children of incarcerated parents, partners went into the jail system. They went with children experiencing homelessness. We were in homeless shelters and talking to key people and individuals walking through these challenges and learning more about those issues. And the reason for that was so that when it came time to selecting what we call an investee, the nonprofit that we will work with for the next 18 months, providing all of our skills, and we have a process for that, partners were in a position, an educated position, to really vote on who we'd want to work with. So that is one event. We just came through that in the fall, thus fall pitch. In that program also, the two finalists who are selected through the open application process actually are coached through a training program and partners coming alongside of them in teams of two on developing a 10-minute PowerPoint presentation. And what we found is that ability to learn to message their program goes far beyond the pitch event, which is the culmination of that two-month mentoring program. They use that PowerPoint presentation far beyond SVP moving forward, so they find that to be very valuable, whether they become our investee or not. That is the fall pitch. Our fast pitch cycle we are in right now, we just partners selected 12 finalists, and in January, they will be trained on messaging their programs in a 3-minute pitch without a PowerPoint, without a prop, and they each of these semifinalists who are leading leaders of nonprofits in our community that are leading innovative programs that cross sectors, they will come together 4 times. First time is training on how to reduce social distance in their messaging, meaning how do they make what they're doing relevant to the audience and relevant to whoever it is they're messaging their program to. They will get all kinds of techniques and skills in developing that 3-minute pitch, but probably the most valuable thing that they receive is they receive 2 people that are committed over a 2-month period to work with them. And they're characteristic of the audience on the fast pitch of night, but they're also characteristic of, you know, educated community members that would have questions about their program. Mm-hmm. And what we find for nonprofit leaders, and I can say this being the director of a nonprofit, is day to day we're putting out fires, we're multitasking, we're characteristically understaffed and overambitious, and so sometimes it's very hard to get to 30,000 feet and explain what you do to other people in a way that they can really understand that. And if they don't understand, there's not going to be buy-in. So what we found is providing this assistance just to get them to clearly articulate what they do in a relatable way is a huge value add. We're going into our 5th fast pitch this March, a 5th fast pitch program, and the feedback each year is that although they're competing for $15,000 top prize audience vote on event night, the reason the nonprofits come into this program is for that message, developing that message. They find that to be incredibly valuable, and it just catapults them into confidence and articulation when they go in front of potential funders and collaborators. So 12 nonprofit leaders from across different sectors will go through this training starting January 14th here in Pittsburgh. They'll meet again several weeks later and run through their practice pitch, and they might have some note cards. What's really unique is all 12 semifinalists and all 24 coaches will be giving them feedback on that pitch. And though it is technically a competition, it is very collaborative. And the networking that takes place among the coaches who are partners and other leaders in our community, as well as just among the nonprofits, has exponential value. We've just seen all kinds of things happen because of those connections. And then that will actually get film for them to look at, and they hone in on defining that pitch even better. And then about a week before the event, which will be March 3rd, the semifinalists will present their final pitch. And the coaches who will have been scoring throughout this process will culminate with 8 finalists who will present on stage at a big event that will have close to 400 people from our community who are from the corporate, education, financial, and philanthropic sectors who come out for this big networking. It's very fun. It's very lively, a fast pitch event. And those 8 pitches will be given then. There are networking tables for each nonprofit, and they bring staff in. So all the attendees at this event are engaging with each of these 12 nonprofits, learning more about their programs, passing business cards. And again, we just hear back, even often a year later, I'll get an email from a past participant just telling me about, connecting the dots of the networking that came out of that exposure that has meant, funding, it's meant people on their boards, it's meant volunteers. And what we're also seeing is that the fast pitch event being there is almost a hallmark, a validation for those nonprofit leaders, and they're finding that they're getting invited to submit grant requests from the foundation community. So it really has many, many benefits that we didn't really even anticipate, I think, when we started doing this 5 years ago. At the same time, our partners who were involved in this whole process of selecting the semifinalists, coaching, training, planning the event, being on stage during the event. We have commenters during the event who are professionals from our community, usually from the philanthropic collective, that comment on each of the pitches, though they're not actually voting, but they bring capacity-building prizes often, too, and select who they would like to give that to. So it's exponential. Each year it's a little bit different. Last year the Forbes Fund was commenting on the pitches and ended up giving out an additional $5,000 that we didn't anticipate just because they were blown away by what they heard. Actually, after our fast pitch, we get a lot more partners joining, and we're open to everybody. So it's really kind of exciting then because we get new sets of skills and new experience and new relationships right within our SVP.
Well, I think it's an important and critical in this day and age and mm-hmm. getting attention and keeping someone's attention. The skills that your organization are helping to develop the investees, certainly you're sharing with them critical skills in how to message, which is so key because you have such little time to make an impression and to get someone's attention and keep it. But then also how you're helping to cultivate the next generation of engaged givers to be, to utilize, to be part of philanthropy, greatly admire it, and I think you're going to have more people coming to you to find out more about how they can get involved. And we're really excited and very happy that you were able to share your time with us today and tell us about your program. This, I'm sure, is going to get wheels turning in many of the folks' heads that are listening to this podcast. So, Elizabeth, thank you. I'm going to sign off, and Elizabeth, I'm going to let you say closing remarks and how best to get in touch with you and the folks at SVP Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. I really appreciate this time. And if you are interested in joining our SVP, if you're in Allegheny County, we'd love to have you. I can be reached at Elizabeth at SVP Pittsburgh, written out, .org, and a World Wide Web, we're right there too, svppittsburgh.org. And there are SVPs really all over the country. So if you're out of Allegheny County in another city and you're interested in getting engaged in your giving with your time, treasures, ties, and talents, you can find us on the web too. Just go to Social Venture Partners and you will find where there is a local SVP. Thank you for including us, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you.